In the 1930s, there was a lot of cultural and economic upheaval, social upheaval. And in the Roosevelt administration, there were a number of progressive-minded people who valued folk music. One of them was Charles Seeger, the father of Pete and Mike and Piggy and Penny. And he believed that people who were going through hard times and who were economically displaced needed the buoying up of their spirits. And one way to do that was through song and really kind of a recognition that they had something of value. One of the people that he hired was Sidney Robertson. And Sidney did work in North Carolina and Indiana and various places, but in 1937, she was based here in Wisconsin. She was also connected with John and Alan Lomax. Alan Lomax was the assistant in charge of the Archive of American Folk Song at the Library of Congress at the time. And she knew there was a lot more to do, but she actually moved out to California to do an astonishing field recording project there. But she wrote to Alan Lomax with a bunch of leads, and he planned a three-month survey in the late summer and early fall of 1938, where he was going to cover all of the folk music of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. And he got to Wisconsin for about a day to Odena, where he recorded Joe Cloud, a great Ojibwe fiddler, and that was it. His time was up. He had other projects to work on. So he wrote to the School of Music saying, is there anyone who can take on this work in Wisconsin? And Helene Stratman Thomas rose to the challenge, and she had grown up in the Dodgeville area. She was Cornish and German. She was able to get a young student at the time, Robert Draves, and he was a very good audio engineer. So the two of them went out in the summer of 40, 41, and then in 1946, she followed up and did a kind of a last burst. So it was this sort of amazing period where suddenly there was this idea of the worth of folk music in an area, and heretofore the emphasis had been pretty much all on Anglo and African American stuff. There was no or almost no recognition except for maybe Cajun French and Southwestern Spanish-speaking stuff, no recognition of any of these European immigrants that we have in the upper Midwest. So this was very pioneering work. At the time, the work done by Sidney Robertson, Alan Lomax, and Helene Stratman Thomas did not get a lot of attention. Nationally, it was pretty much all but forgotten. My center, of course, is the upper Midwest, and I guess I've always felt that the story of this region, and especially its music and song and the songmakers and their lives needed to be better known. And to the extent that we think about American folk music and American song, this region has a place. Сама księżniczka i sypała mi do miarki cwancygiery i talarki. Nie porzucę cię, boś ty jedyny, boś ty kochany.